This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating expert.
Mike is in Oceanside. What's up, Mike?
Just give me a second because I want to scream just like Sal does right now, but I can't because I have no voice for my kids' games this weekend. Who's the best player on San Francisco?
C-Mac.
Okay. How does he walk into the end zone untouched?
Don't know.
On that touchdown?
I don't know. It's a great question.
The Giants didn't have anybody covering him. How do you not have somebody covering him multiple times? Multiple times. They're talking about C-Mac running free. How do you not have him? You should have him doubled, let alone not covered.
Wait. And then when they almost killed Jackson Dart, Andrew Thomas, yes, he had a great season, but he quit on that play if you watch it. His guy came back around and blindsided Dart, and it's the coordinator.
Oh, that's a given.
The defensive coordinator, Bowen, is an absolute joke. It's an absolute joke. You can get a peewee guy to run a better defensive scheme than this guy. He's awful.
BT and Sal on The Fan. That was a call of the day. I'm trying to read these. Pat Leonard here had a tweet a minute ago before I get into the baseball stuff before we say goodbye here. Pat Leonard, Daily News, covers the Giants. Brian Daboll, still the Giants head coach. Shane Bowen, still the Giants defensive coordinator and play caller. Daboll alluded to possible changes in the defensive scheme to address some of the issues, but said he doesn't think it would be anything major. Daboll pinned most of the problems on the collective group, said it's not just any one player. Pat asked him if that attitude actually addresses the real individual mistakes and issues that are happening, meaning, you know, Daboll saying it's a collective group, not any player. Daboll said those things get addressed. Now, the problem is, you know, Pat and Daboll could go back and forth, whatever it may be. Problem is the results continue to be the same. So I don't care how he's going about it, BT, or what he says or who he thinks to blame, meaning Daboll.
Mm-hmm.
If the results continue to be the same, then whatever he's doing or whatever he thinks clearly is just not working.
If they had better players, they would be better, even if they had deficient coaching, right? If they had really good coaching and subpar players, they would still be better than they are.
Right.
So right now they have subpar coaching and too many frontline players who are not playing up to their capabilities and too many guys who just aren't suited to start right on a good NFL defense.
Right. They have poor coaching, bad players, poor results.
That's good at the track.
How? Yeah. Oh, wow. It's shocking. Like, wow, how are they 2-7 in the third straight year? Here's how. They don't have good enough players or they don't have good enough coaching. That's it. End of story. Break down the film any which way you want. It all leads to the same road. None of it is nearly good enough. You can decide why that may be the case. It's not good enough. All of it. Make excuses left and right. It's the same damn crappy record three straight years. All right. So the baseball stuff that I teased before. Now, this is not a big deal because we all expected it to happen, but both Cody Bellinger and Edwin Diaz have opted out of their contracts.
Mm-hmm.
They will be free agents. Among others, Robert Suarez of the Padres also opted out.
Saw that.
He will be a free agent. So you got Suarez and Diaz atop the free agent, you know, closer market.
Mm-hmm.
Look, the Yankees need to bring back Bellinger, bottom
yes
line.
I mean, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, that's got to be a top priority.
Yeah, and I even said, you know, I don't want just Bellinger, and I know that they won't do this, but go out and have a talk with Kyle, like a real talk. Get Bellinger and Tucker. Again, this is probably fairy tale land. It's not going to happen. Bellinger is absolutely vital to what they do this offseason. Because if they don't bring back Bellinger, and I believe he loves it here, and I believe that they will absolutely get it done, but until it's done, you don't know. Also thought Soto was probably going to stay. But I think it's more clear Bellinger does love being a Yankee, but we'll see, whatever. I think that if they don't do that, now like, all right, well, now Grisham might be in play. Oh, we missed out on Bellinger. We got to save face. Let's overpay Grisham a little bit, or let's invest maybe a little bit more hope than we're ready to do in some of the young kids like Spencer Jones or Jason Dominguez. You know, I just think if they...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can wrap up Bellinger 5 years, whatever it might be, 4+1. I think it really, it sets the rest of their offseason in motion because he could play first, he could play center, he could play left, and then they could really attack the market smartly.
Yeah, and if they are going to let him go, then the Mets should be pouncing all over him because they also need a center fielder. I'm in a weird, like, okay, logically and practically, I understand the argument of either the Mets, let's just say from their perspective, not pursuing Bellinger on top of the big contracts that they have already committed to position player-wise, knowing that you need pitchers. Also, I'm not of the belief that, like, I would not want to extend closers and give them big money.
Yeah.
But
I'm with you, kind of.
Okay, like, just in theory, I think it's a faulty practice.
Yeah.
And maybe the Mets escaped one here with Diaz, meaning he opts out now, okay, and they don't have to commit long-term. However, if you don't bring him back, who the hell is closing games? And he also is proven, as inconsistent as his Mets career has been, after the initial disaster start, he's been one of the best closers in the game consistently. So I know he could drive you nuts, but there really aren't any better options. So even though my mind says it's not good business to commit long-term to closers, I don't see another avenue for them if they want to be taken seriously this year.
There aren't any other better options now. I am of the mindset I would let him walk. I mean, if he really wants too much money.
Okay, but then what? To do with...
Well, then I take that money and I get it at the front of my rotation, which to me is more important. And I could also... Like, I think it's easier to find a closer at the deadline than it is
right.
A top-line starter.
You know what I mean?
So I'm looking at Skubal. I'm looking at Valdez. I'm looking at some other options here that whether it's trade, whether it's free agency. And again, I'm not trying to get rid of Diaz, but he is no longer paramount for me to their offseason plans because they've got too many holes at the front of the rotation.
AJ Minter also opted in, so he will be back. He's healthy. You know, I think you bring up a good point, and also ties into the World Series, something we're watching. Like, the Dodgers went out and got Tanner Scott, and he was a no-show all year long, really. No-show, sure. And then in the postseason, like, they're going with their starters.
I know.
They're going with their surplus of starters, so I think you're probably right in that you can get through a regular season. Like, the Mets didn't lose this year because they didn't have a bullpen. They lost for a lot of other reasons. You can figure out a way to get through a regular season into the postseason with an average closer or a good closer, but not one that you have to commit $100 million to. And if you instead take that money and overload the rotation Well, then you could take from that surplus in the postseason and use it the way that the Dodgers use Glasnow or even Yamamoto. The guy starts one game, he's finishing the next.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever, pick a starter, Sasaki, they move him to the pen. Like, maybe that would be the better way to do it as opposed to investing big. I just don't fundamentally agree with investing big in a closer, but if you look around, you do need a closer, and there aren't any better options than Diaz.
I don't think so. There's not many now. But listen, the cynic would also say, well, hey, this is why you got Steve Cohen. These should be easy decisions.
Okay.
Retain him for whatever the market is going to dictate, and then go out and make a crazy trade for a Scooble or whatever you're going to do with Pete or a Bregman or a center fielder. Like, do all that. It's almost like a conversation that should have occurred a couple of years ago. Like, okay, if we're trying to circumvent some penalties, some luxury tax stuff, and the high payroll, let Diaz walk. We'll figure that out midseason. But with Cohen, you shouldn't have to do that anymore. So just do it all.
But even now?
I mean, that's the strike to Cohen.
If you're okay, but
I wouldn't necessarily do it. I would probably let Diaz go myself.
But you could also say the strength to Cohen. Well, then just bring Diaz back, bring Pete back, go get Scooble. Like
that. Well, that's kind of what I'm saying. But that doesn't seem to be a big part of a believable part of the equation.
I don't think it's not doable. Is it smart business?
No, I don't think it is.
Okay, so then if you're Steve Cohen and you're trying to build a winning team, I'm not talking about smart business. Like financially for him to pocket. I'm talking about smart business in building a team to have sustained success. Is that the best way to do it? Just throwing, okay, well, let's bring Diaz back regardless of the market.
Mm-hmm.
Let's bring Pete back regardless of the market. You're on top of Nimmo and Lindor and Soto. Like,
no.
At some point, you've got to say that, hey, this isn't really working spending all this money. And if I am going to spend this money, do it in guys that are really, really worth it, like the $300+ million on Yamamoto that we begged them to do, and they tried, but he just didn't want the Yankees or Mets money. He went to the Dodgers. I'd rather invest big in bigger, better players than just say, well, Pete's pretty good and it's been a good man. Mm-hmm. Diaz, one of the best closers. You know what I mean? Like,
I know exactly what you're saying. I think it's a strategy. It's a financial thing, not trying to say pennies necessarily, but I also think it's they just need new blood. I think that's what it comes down to,
that's
man.
That's another part of it as well.
To me, that is almost the part of it. They needed an injection of some different players in a bad way.
I just want to let you guys know that we have a guy named Dove over here who you try to get him to comment on many things in life, and he is very, like, he gives the hand signals,
right,
even though we're on radio.
Wants no part of it, yeah.
I never heard him disagree more in my entire life when Sal said, the bullpen wasn't the reason why the Mets didn't make the playoffs.
Oh, you think that was the primary reason the Mets didn't make the playoffs?
They got one high-end reliever at the trade deadline. Cost them 5 games. They lost the pennant by 1 game.
Ooh.
Yes, I think that was a reason.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Dovey's coming.
Totally disagree. I'm not saying
bring
that the
bullpen. Bring in the hate,
I'm not saying the bullpen. I'm not saying the bullpen was great. I'm just saying that it's not the reason.
It's kind of hard when you're losing 7-2 before you go to the bullpen. No, the bullpen was a problem. Starting pitching was worse.
Yeah, the bullpen was in the game in the third inning. So if you want to say by that account, then yeah. I mean, there really wasn't a starter, so really you're right, Dove, that the Mets didn't have starters, so the whole thing was a bullpen. So in that aspect, I get it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.